How long should we let it play for? See, the intro was already funny. All right. So this is the first recording. What are we calling this, by the way? What
should we call it? Let's do Vacation Chronicles. Since
well, no, that's what the episode is called. What should we call our cop? Bye, again.
Silly Goose Fun Time.
Silly Goose Fun Time. So this is the first recording of Silly Goose Fun Time.
Yeah, man.
He already tipped the episode. It's going to be called Vacation Chronicles. This is, are we hosting? What are we doing? Are we just talking?
Yeah, let's just talk about
Let's just talk. All right, this is your authors. This is, Nick Dyer.
Corbin Gronzik.
Corbin Gronz.
Yeah, little midget. Okay.
Little midget. And if you hear giggling in the background, that's Aubrey Michelle.
Yep.
She doesn't want to be on, but she wants to be on. She's acting too shy. She's too cool for the room, of course. Just,
too cool for
the don't talk in the background. definitely don't make noises in the background. That's rude. So we're calling this Vacation Chronicles because we're in the mountains of where are we at?
Smoky Mountains, so in Tennessee.
Yeah, we're between Gatlinburg and what's the other
Pigeon
town?
Forge.
And Pigeon Forge. And
we went a whitewater rafting today.
We did.
That was some crazy stuff, man.
It was crazy. I had a cold Heine. Heine was freezing cold today.
I had mouths of water, dude.
You got mouths of water? I didn't ask you. This is how I mean. All right, so Corbin and Aubrey, they're my niece and my nephew, respectively. This is how mean we are as adults. We put both kids at the very front of the boat. And they were scared. Couple of chickens.
Yeah, I mean,
but I think mostly all you got was faces full of water, right?
Yeah.
And I don't know.
I slipped like twice. I just felt completely off.
Yeah. Corbin was on my side, and he was air paddling a little bit. A couple times he caught him.
Yeah.
I was clacking oars with your mama. Ugh.
I was doing that too.
Yeah.
Had to tell her to step in her lane.
Yeah, she was doing the big wide. She was doing it like a seagull, like a pelican of us. The big wide.
She said I had to slow down because y'all were old.
Yeah, you were going fast. Well, you were. What you were doing is when they would call out like one or two, he would go real fast. He would do a couple of quick strokes. But yeah,
it was crazy when the guy jumped out. I was like, no, you need to stay in the boat. And
I told you they can see when you whitewater raft. I don't know if you're in the audience, you never whitewater rafted before. But at a certain point, they ask you to jump out. And that's the part everybody dreads for some reason. I don't know. I've jumped out before, and as a large human being, they pull you back in, so it's not like it's crazy. But as soon as the girl today, she said, all right, y'all can jump out, and we all just froze. We were all a bunch of chicken shits. It was sad.
So we were not getting
nobody moved. And then she was like, well, I'm going to jump out. And then everybody got even more nervous because they were like, oh, Lord. How can we get it? But yeah, normally I jump out, but I got a really bad sunburn the day before from tubing. We went on the world's rockiest tube river where everybody came back with cuts on their feet and on their arms and on their legs and shit. And I come back with a world-class sunburn. I can't even put my shirt on without it hurting.
Your shoes were all messed up too.
Yeah, my shoes had holes in them, which I didn't even realize. That's how out of it I was, is that... And Corbin's dad, he looked like he got into a fight with a dog. His shoes were so tore up. Like he was in a dog fight, literally. But, yeah, man. And then,
it's been crazy.
Has it been crazy? Yeah. I think we've just been having fun so far. I have no idea. We're getting up early as hell. I don't get up. Personally, Nick doesn't get up before 8 o'clock in his normal life. And I've been up every day this week before 8 o'clock. So I did not sign up for that. I was tricked. By the way, I'm always the first ready. I don't know how, like today, we got up at, they made us get up at 7. We ate breakfast. And they're like, all right, there's an hour. To which I feel like we should have been able to sleep for that hour.
Yeah.
It was a long time. It's a long time, an hour. Yeah. But yeah, Tennessee's been fun so far.
I would definitely recommend it as a...
It's fun. Well, here's the thing I would not recommend. The driving here sucks.
Yeah, if you don't have a, if you don't have an all-terrain type vehicle, I wouldn't.
Yeah.
Or I, if you don't, I would get new tires.
Well, I just did. I didn't know that there was no place in Tennessee that was flat. I didn't know that was some kind of state law.
Yeah.
Where they look at your house and they go, "What is that, flat land? We need to get a couple hills under there. We need to get." We need to get a driveway going at 50 degrees. This shit is uncalled for.
Yeah.
You know?
Made a grown woman cry, man.
Yeah. Wow.
It's crazy.
What Corbin is referring to is that his mother had a little breakdown, which I understand. It was raining out. And here, well, I guess we should tell the whole story.
Yeah.
So, on the ride up here, we're coming through the mountains, and it's getting a little, it's a little rainy, which we all kind of expected. Well, we're going up a hill, and then right as we were all making a joke, oh, Aubrey just walked into the room. She's eating the whole vat of pudding. Here, can I just tell you, before you tell this story of so, almost watching someone die, my nephew and niece, I bought pudding at Publix for me, a 12-pack. I've had one thing of pudding out of a 12-pack, and they both turned their noses up at it. When I said, hey, let's get pudding, they both turned their noses up at me at, like, Kings of the World. And they were like, pudding, ugh, gross.
No.
So we got, what do you mean no? What do you mean no? Am I lying? What, how am I lying?
Homemade pudding.
Yeah, homemade, yeah. They're too good for homemade pudding. Yeah, okay. So, yeah, so I had one pudding when I come home. And now, Aubrey, how many puddings have you had so far over a two-day span? Now, remind me, not a two-day span. Yesterday afternoon to today afternoon. How many puddings have you had?
Counting the one in lunch.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. They both had one for lunch, too, by the way.
Oh, I have to count the one during lunch? Okay.
Yes! Total puddings out of a 12-pack.
Two yesterday.
Do you hear that?
Yeah.
And two today.
So she's had four.
So she's had four puddings over a 24-hour period. Every 6 hours, she must have pudding. And Corbin, because you're not alone. How many of the 12-pack have you had?
I've had two.
Two.
I haven't eaten that much.
Okay, so she had two.
Liar.
So half the pudding is gone, and it's been one day, technically. So now I'm going to be buying more pudding, which it was 2 for $5. It's not that big of a deal. But if I knew everybody was going to have four puddings all the time, Jesus, that's all. Just bring it up. Am I right? All right, anyway.
Back to the story, yeah.
Back to the story. So we're going up the mountain, and it's our first, and it's getting really hilly, and we're all, everybody's getting nervous. And we're finally coming to, like, a little barrier. And we're all joking, like, oh, I wonder why. There hadn't been a barrier the whole time going up all these mountains. And we go, like, oh, there's the barrier. I guess that's where people much crash. And literally, as we said that, a guy coming downhill. We're going uphill. A guy is coming downhill in the opposite direction. Speeds right in front of us. And boom, hits the barrier. Scares the piss out of everybody in the car. So scary, it scares even... You know, it was me, Aubrey, Corbin, and then my mother and father in one car, and then Laura, Jamie, Corbin, and Aubrey's parents in another car. Scared everybody so bad that Laura, who was driving at the time, got out of the car and refused to drive any further. She was so scared because this fucking asshole almost went over the cliff, almost killed everybody, scared the bejesus out of us. Unnecessary. So, and then when we got to the cabin, it was the world's longest driveway with 90-degree turns. Yeah. Where you're going uphill, going down. So it's just hilly, and we didn't know that about Tennessee. You think the mountains and you think cute stuff. You think, like, go up a little bit, and then everything's flat. Go up for a little bit, and everything's flat. No, it turns out everything's just uphill.
Yeah.
That's all.
We are in a mountain.
And surrounded by trees. Where there's a bunch of rustling. You think there's a bear everywhere.
Yeah,
there's
if you
signs.
Don't like bears, don't come here.
There's signs inside the cabin. Clean up your junk or the bears will eat your face off or something like that. I don't know. I don't got time to read that kind of stuff. I don't want to think about that. I'm trying to sleep. And then, which, by the way, on the first night. Besides that, you're a blanket thief. We don't even need to bring that up. There's no reason to bring that up to the public. But on the first night, Jamie, Corbin, and Aubrey's dad, and me both got in the night because we heard some kind of weird noise. And we both were slipping around the house, acting like we were going to fight whatever is going to kill us. But then eventually we just turned inside. We just went back inside and we're like, well, I guess if we die, we die. There's nothing else to do here. But yeah. But yeah, I think overall the trip's been nice. Everybody seems to be getting along. Are we sick of each other yet?
Not yet.
Aubrey?
I think the food's keeping us at peace.
The food?
Yeah.
Yeah, we have eaten like kings. Yeah. Which, come on.
Especially at Paula
Deen's. Yeah. Yeah, we're fools of the world. On the first night, we went to Paula Deen's and there was a 2-hour wait.
Yep.
And how dumb are we? We waited 2 hours and it was so good. You don't want to tell people to wait 2 hours, but it was totally worth it. How stupid are we?
Random side note. Hey, nunchucks, weapon of the year.
Yeah.
They hurt, but they're good as a...
This recording is proof that I'm a good uncle because I actually, we passed by a karate shop and Corbin had jokingly, I think, said, I want nunchucks. And we go inside and guess what's on sale on the top floor of the world's sweatiest place full of Chinese weapons? Nunchucks! Yeah. And I always say the highest quality nunchucks sold by, he seemed a Filipino or something like that. I don't know. He had a thick accent that was not Chinese. Definitely not Chinese.
No, definitely.
But he had a barrel full of nunchucks. So he has to be a good guy. Am I right? I said that for years. I trust anybody with a barrel full of weapons.
Can we talk about the fact that I just bit through a plastic fork?
Holy moly. So apparently the pudding is now so good that she'll eat plastic. Wow, that happened and I wasn't even paying attention. Just talking in my hand. They say that it's the small things in life. Yep. So, yeah. And Aubrey didn't even want to be on, but she's chewing through plastic to be on. So how embarrassing is that for her? All right.
I was just cheating.
Shut up. Sorry. All right. So, do we want to talk about anything else on vacation? Do you think everybody else has been getting along so far?
Yeah, man.
Mine, though.
Dad hasn't gotten any fights.
How about that? Yeah, I'm so happy. I'm sad for your mom because she was so upset.
When Laura got up the driveway, she got out of the car and said, I never want to come back here again. She literally had not even walked
inside. So I was like, ooh, that's not a good way to start a trip.
The house is amazing, though.
But the house is amazing. It's like a real world house. We probably should take pictures and attach it to this, but we don't know how to do that yet.
We're not technology nerds.
That's all right. I know. If you want to hear the theme song again, too bad. Corbin had to play it off his iPhone into my iPhone. So that's how we roll. That's as much quality as. Is there anything else you want to talk about in the world? You want to talk about Trump? What do you want to talk about? You want to talk tax policy? What do you got? Taxation is theft. Oh,
I saw the biggest Trump doll in a
picture. Oh, yeah. They had a giant. Yeah, they had a giant lifelike Trump doll where his mouth was open. It was like they were. Could you throw stuff into his mouth? I couldn't really tell.
I don't know. That'd be amazing.
It was a crazy. We couldn't tell if it was a wax statue or if it was. I know. What a weird thing to randomly bring.
Every story.
We got to admit. All right. So Pigeon Forge and what is it? Gatlinburg?
Yeah.
These are weird places, man. These places don't exist in real life.
90% of the shops closed at like 2. So.
First of all, there's that, right? So here's another shitty thing we don't like. So Hills is the first one. And second of all, so there's like these cute little towns.
Yeah, like 2 or 3.
Where you're like, okay, I'll get out and I'll see. What do you got in this? You'll get out and you'll kick their shit around. Hey, what's this? Hey, open this up. What do you got here? I'll buy your junk. But if you come past 2 p.m., sorry, all the hillbillies have gone home. What the fuck? Right? Like, hey, man, I just want to get a soda. Sorry, soda's in town now. What the hell? How do y'all survive around here?
Speaking of hillbillies.
What are y'all, picking the fields in the afternoon? What the hell's going on? It's the hottest. It's almost like a small Mexican town, man. Everybody's like, sorry, it's nap time. Which I can't speak for Corbin and Aubrey, but I've taken like 2 of the world's greatest naps of this vacation. Oof. From 3 to 6 p.m. That's like as long as I sleep, period, as an adult. But I'm not willing to discuss that on the podcast. Because what if I die or something? And then I'm making a joke about it. Huh? That wouldn't be cool. But I've taken 2 of my best naps I ever had, and one of them was with a grade six. Pausing. I don't know what she's talking. She's just yelling stuff out in the corner now. She's out of control. No, I had a grade 6 sunburn. where my back looks like boiled ham. Ugh.
But like 90% of slops are in Tennessee are like candy and ice cream,
but these
moonshine and pancakes.
Yeah. It's like there's like three kind of shops here.
She's just breaking the fork at this point.
Jesus. I can't tell if she's actually eating plastic silverware in front of us or she's just mangling it. Now, there's no garbage can in here.
I know. I'm
going to
walk
out. I know. What the hell? Take some of this other garbage with you, too. So she's just making a mess. But, yeah.
They have a lot of go-kart stuff, too.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Well, all right.
Oh,
so
my God.
This is what I'm saying. This town is basically a flea market. Where they just sat it down and built, like, if a flea market just built up its own buildings, you know, instead of being tents. Because, like they said, there's, like, all right, so here's the first building and every time you come into town. It's a house, it's some kind of restaurant where the last letter or the last thing in the sentence is Pancake House. It's Uncle Jimmy's or Little Farrell's or Mama's or some
Grandma.
Just pancakes everywhere. For which Corbin, this may be his own personal heaven. I don't know anybody who enjoys pancakes more than Corbin. But we haven't been up early enough. When we get up early enough, we eat. And we can't have no pancakes because the pancake house shuts down by 2 p.m., of course. So we're shit out of luck. You do one thing around here, and that's another thing with the traffic. You go 3 miles, and it's going to take 20 minutes. It's insane.
Take the miles. That's the time.
Yeah, I think they need to find some kind of, when you're going up somehow. They need to find a measurement for that. I don't know how that is. Science, get on that. So,
Also, all the gift stores have, live animals in it.
Yeah, okay. Oh, yeah. So you go into every strip, every street, this is the thing that it consists of. Pancake house, then gift shop, then go-kart track.
Which, by the way, go-kart tracks stack on top of each other.
Yeah, I know. This is the most elaborate strip of go-kart tracks you've ever seen in your life. Some go up, some go down, some go sideways. But then go-kart track, and then, name-brand restaurant you heard, like a Hardee's, or even like a McDonald's, or something. And then gas station, then it repeats. And that's like, literally, it goes for like 10 blocks just doing that. Pancake house, t-shirt store, go-kart track. And then, I don't know. It's just weird. It's touristy.
Yeah, there.
Which in our family, I think I'm the only one who's not. I guess I'm the least cheap one of all of us. So I don't mind if I'm having a good time, I don't mind spending money. Well, no, probably Mama's the least. I'm more cheap than Mama, probably. Which that's her. Well, yeah, you can convince her to spend some money if she's allowed to make the plans. Or that's how she does. Yeah, and your dad. Yeah. Your dad didn't grow up with us. But yeah, we're pretty cheap as a family. So everybody just turns their nose up and is like, no, I don't want to do it. But it's like, hey man, we riding go-karts, so we ain't doing nothing. You ain't got no choice.
Yeah. We have to do that before we leave.
Duh. What do you think we're going to do for the rest of the week? I don't know what we'll do. But, yeah. Everybody's anti-walking around just looking at stuff, too. And it's like, I don't know, man. I'm down for the outdoors and all that stuff. But I want to do some goofy shit, too. But look. This is the problem when you travel in a big group. You're just never going to get what you want. 100%. So, unless it's gonna really make you, if you can live or die or buy something, you might as well let it ride. So if I gotta go a whole trip looking at, but I gotta say this. I don't know how I feel if I ride by 8 go kart tracks and I don't get to ride any go karts. I don't know how that'll make me feel. Right now I'm thinking of it in my head and I think like, come on man, not one go kart track.
Exactly.
Come on. There's gotta be a combo.
I mean, how we feel.
I know. No, I know how you feel. Everybody loves go-karts. But, I don't know. These are just weird towns. The people all seem nice. They seem fantastic. Oh, this is the ugliest group of people by far any place in the world. You go to Gatlinburg, and you're the prettiest person from two towns over. Guaranteed. These are the fattest, ugliest people. I love it. Oh, I love me a good group of uggos. Oh, they're fantastic. Just fucking, just sitting in rocking chairs, looking gross. It's fantastic. Corbin took the podcast to eat all my Chex Mix. That was cool. If you want to hear the crunching, it's because They can't stop. Even Aubrey, she needed a pudding break in the middle. They couldn't eat 20 minutes of talking, where I did most of the talking. They ate all my checks and ate another pudding.
Jesus, Mary. All right.
What do you want to talk about, Crunch and Munch?
Okay. When you go out to eat, get what your kids want.
Okay. Oh, yeah. This is fantastic.
Get what your kids want. Not what you want, what your kids want.
Oh, this is fantastic.
Changes opinions matter.
This is fantastic.
Wait,
so,
you just got a phone case?
Yeah.
So this is fantastic. Yeah, let's talk about this. So, we had Paula Deen's the first night. It was family style. So what family style is, if you just eat normally and you don't eat like pigs all the time, which family style is, they just bring you three dishes and then they bring you like four sides, right? But these two ungrateful heathens. First of all, Corbin says he don't like fried chicken. Which,
you don't like chicken on the bone.
Shut up. You didn't let me finish. Shut it. So first of all, we're talking Paula Deen's fried chicken. To which, if you're not, haven't been privy to Paula Deen's fried chicken, I want you to put this down, cut it off and stop listening to me, drive to a southern town, and have the greatest fried chicken that's probably ever existed. And this ungrateful piece of shit says he won't eat it because it's on the bone. Now, remind me, Corbin, what'd you have for lunch that same exact day?
Chicken nuggets?
Yeah, chicken nuggets. Yeah, chicken nuggets. Now, Corbin, if I can I blow your mind by telling you that, do you know what used to be on the bone? Chicken nuggets! Chicken nuggets come off from a bone. There's no boneless chicken anywhere you go. You know what they do with the bone, Corbin? They just cut it out. Ooh, let's make your chicken taste worse. Ooh, cut the bone out. Yeah. So this piece of garbage at Paula Deen's throws his nose up. He don't want chicken. We also got the meatloaf. Oh, I'll give it to you. How good this meatloaf was.
The meatloaf was good.
Oh, this meatloaf was so good. It was so good. But here's the thing. Corbin don't like onions. This thing was slathered in onions. Onions on the inside. Onions on the sauce. Oh, there was like this spicy ketchup. And she put onion straws on it. So this is what you'd do. You'd bite the meatloaf. Ooh, meat and onions. Mmm. Ooh, ooh, it's getting spicy now. Ooh, spicy. What is that? Spicy ketchup? I don't know. Ooh, crunch. Oh, more onion. It's probably the greatest meatloaf. It's one of the top five greatest meatloafs ever.
Yeah.
Obviously. And then spare ribs. Spare ribs. They were all right.
Yeah.
Personally, I know, right? I know. I was not impressed with the spare ribs. They weren't grilled. I like my spare ribs crunchy. I know, right? Yeah, dead to me. And then also, if you don't know, Paula Deen also, she kills it with the sides.
Oh my
mac God. And cheese. They were like the best you ever
mac
had.
Mac and cheese is amazing.
She's had the greatest mac and cheese. Mm-hmm. We got greens. We got like really southerned it out. We did black beans. We did, not black beans. I think black-eyed peas. Mm-hmm. Which you mix the black-eyed peas with the greens and it's like perfect. And the mashed potatoes, which are real mashed potatoes, so they were a little thick.
Yeah.
I personally, give me the fake mashed potatoes.
Yeah, you like them.
I like them so light.
These ones you bite. Hey, you left the door open, you animal.
Sorry.
You're ruining our thing.
Hurry up. But anyway, that's enough about food.
Sorry.
Oh, yeah. But because Corbin and Aubrey couldn't both pick their meals, they both turned their nose up like French kings. Take this food away. I do not please. This does not please me. Take it away. Yeah. So that was the first night. And then the second day, we had mellow mushroom for lunch.
Oh,
and Aubrey couldn't get the salad she wanted. And I thought she was going to have a 5-star meltdown because she couldn't get feta cheese while she had the
she couldn't get her Greek salad.
Which by, yeah, she
could, a Greek salad.
Everybody wants a Greek salad. It's $8.
Oh,
it's as much as a whole pizza.
Not only Not only was it a Greek salad, but it was $5, Nick. $5.
Well, I don't see you cracking your wallet out there, champ. Well, how much money did you snap down on that?
That's how the world works. Guess what? You get to eat exactly the way you want to when you start putting in.
Hey, you see she moved up to a metal spoon instead of a plastic.
I know, right? She'll get excited and bite through this one. But no, I understand your pain. But it's no reason to cry at the table.
I didn't cry.
You almost cried.
I didn't cry.
I was just mad.
You don't know how hard it is. Y'all don't know how hard it is because if we had our choice, we'd all be eating at like places we had never been before. But because of you two monkeys who just refuse to eat, you hold us all hostage for these meals. Meanwhile, you're not hungry. You're eating the whole time. You're not really hungry. But we get held hostage because you got to eat for some reason. I don't know why you got to eat, but you got to eat for some reason.
I'm always hungry, too.
That's what I'm saying. So mellow out is what I'm saying. You're going to eat. You're going to eat 2 hours from now.
Take the medication.
So, yeah. But I understand. Look, I'm a salad guy, too. You think I didn't want an antipasto salad? I love it. You know what antipasto salad is? It's just a regular salad. They cut lunch meat up in it. Mm. That's it. Get all fancy. They go, what do you got expensive in bottles back there? Well, pluck that out and put that in my salad. What's your most expensive things? And then a bunch of like lunch meat and stuff. But yeah, Aubrey's now sticking the metal spoon down her throat. I feel like you're going to have to be on the podcast every time now. Because I don't really know what's happening. She's choking herself for our pleasure. Yeah. So, I guess since we're talking about food, should we bring up tonight? Aubrey and Corbin, it's Taco Tuesday.
We're making tacos.
So, they're actually cooking. I'm not cooking a damn thing on this whole trip. No. And the, what is it, 14-year-old and the 12-year-old. 15-year-old and 12-year-old. They're making tacos for everybody. Y'all worried?
No.
You've done it a ton of times. I know your mom makes you cook.
Every
Tuesday? Y'all cook every Tuesday?
Yeah, every Tuesday for like the past month.
Oh, that's cool. Y'all always make tacos?
Yeah, we got.
So you're very confident in your recipe, even for a bigger group than usual?
Oh, yeah.
You know,
it's just more meat and more seasoning.
Yeah.
And more toppings.
Yeah, more toppings. Hell yeah.
I'll leave y'all a check.
So y'all ain't worried at all?
No, we got it.
No, you got it? Okay.
We're having an old meal with
Michael. I left the meat on too long last
time.
Oh,
we are? Yeah.
I think we...
Supposedly, that's another... we haven't done that yet, but that's another thing we're supposed to do. Apparently, the place to eat here in this town, it really is the old mill. I was told it was the greatest place to eat ever.
Yep.
So... And we have that later with our gay uncles, Uncle Michael and Murray. Hey, don't judge us.
I know.
We love them. They're lovely people.
They are lovely people.
That's right.
They are nice. They're nice than most of the regular.
I think that they may be the nicest uncles.
Could be.
Out of the LeClaire side.
Yeah, they're all crazy.
It's Mama and Murray.
Yeah. And yeah, it's pretty tough. I don't know if we want to talk about how crazy all our in-laws are.
It's like devil just runs in all of them.
Do you think it's the devil?
Yeah, it's just a dash
demons.
Of evil. They're just
you think they're just demons? I don't know. I think they're just mean.
Yeah, they're just mean. Demons. That's all there is to it. They're just mean.
You're gonna learn when you're older. There's really like it's just like and also. You don't know this because you're not surrounded by people like this. It's to have a good relationship with people, you have to try hard.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't always good. And you're surrounded by a lot of people. You are lucky that most of the adults that y'all know, like, try hard to be in your lives. And that's not really what these adults do. You know, even I love Murray too, but it's not like I knew Murray when I was a kid. You know what I mean? He was never around.
Yeah.
Because he always lived here. But here's the thing. Murray has the decency when he doesn't come around. He also doesn't bug you.
Yeah.
That's most people. They don't never come around and they bug you. Uh-huh. They got an agenda. He just kind of wants to hang out and say hello to everybody, catch up with everybody's doing. And then let's move on with our lives. Which is what good people do.
Meet for a day.
No.
See each other.
Well, also, they're generally interested in what you're doing. He can kind of tell you what you've been up to,
yeah.
Which, by the way, in this world full of social media, We're all such fucking egomaniacs. Everybody's constantly writing down what they're doing and shit like that. You know, we have people. My father, he has 6 brothers. And don't we all answer the same questions at Christmas time when we see those fucking weird people? Hey, what have you been doing? Where are you working? They don't really care. No. That's why they ask you the same shit all the time. And that's also why you go like, you just want to go like, come on, man, let's skip this. Why are we even doing this part? You gonna make me do it again anyway? Let's talk about what you want to talk about, right? Because that's what it's about.
Yeah.
You know? I'm much more interested in that anyway. I'm much more interested in connecting with somebody than keeping a tab on them.
By the way, just point this out. Aubrey was very amazed that she could see a reflection in the metal spoon.
As you know how metal works?
As you're talking, she looked at me and
I was wondering what she's doing. She drooled into the spoon and then shot it back down her mouth and then raised her hand like a champion. I didn't want to acknowledge it because it was embarrassing for it was it made me embarrassed to be related to her and also
no, I was trying to get it sticky
you
to,
sh-
it to balance.
All right, she's trying to she's just holding a spoon in her mouth, throwing her hands up like a champion. I don't really know what the bean can make of that at all.
I'm balancing it on my
tongue. Yeah, okay? So I don't know. Do we want to talk about anything else?
We're building a house.
That's not on vacation.
Yeah, it's not on vacation.
You're allowed to talk about that. Corbin and Aubrey are moving when they get right back. Probably moving the day after they get back.
The day that we...
How's that
the,
make you feel?
When we get back, we're signing, and then the next day is... Or,
yeah,
I
Sunday.
I think it's that day we're going to sign, and then we're going to get the U-Haul, and then we're going to go straight to...
Yeah.
Straight to the house and start...
How's that make you feel?
Next day...
To be moving as soon as you get back.
Great.
From one thing to another. Are you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready to get out of the neighborhood.
I'm ready to get in the middle of nowhere.
Again, woo! Except for flat, right?
Yeah.
Flatwoods. That's fun. I know. I can't wait. I haven't seen the new house. I'm excited. I want to see it when it's totally done.
We ended up living next to a guy that Dad works with.
Yeah, so this. Fun. Our neighbor is a guy that Dad fired.
Or
he didn't fire him personally, but his administrative team together, when he was in charge, they ended up firing him.
I say he probably earned that, if you ask me. Nobody wants to fire nobody.
I don't remember his name in the... Lou. I fired this guy today, so...
His name is
Lou.
Something like that.
Louis the Fired.
I understand. I don't know what his last name is. His last name is something weird.
Fired.
Louis Fired.
Louis Fired. I'm gonna beat that joke to death. So, yeah.
And now for 10 minutes of straight humming. La 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 la.
All right, I'll be in charge of the comedy around here, all right?
Yeah, let's do that.
I'll lead the conversation, too, if you don't mind. Otherwise, this will just be therapeutic screams or something, whatever the hell you are. Well, it's already nonsense. Well, technically, if you record something and you're like, everybody should listen to this, that's technically nonsense. No one needs to hear anything. But if it makes you feel better, right? Didn't this make you feel better? Yeah. I like it.
I thought it was going to be really awkward, but it's actually pretty fun.
I know. Well, it's just being honest in a room full of people you like, right?
Yeah, man. This text mix is amazing. Right.
Right. Say one thing you've been thinking that you never told nobody before. Go.
Text mix on point.
I know, right? Zesty. It used to be called zesty, but I think it's called savory.
Savory now?
Which I do not endorse at all. Go back to zesty. Or is it? No, is it bold? Is it bold? It says savory at the top, but I think it's called bold. It used to be called zesty when I was a kid.
Bold party blend. Favorite.
Party blend. Boo. Zesty party mix. Get your shit together, Chex. Although I endorse your product 1,000%.
Oh,
any
my
brand.
God.
So Turtles. Good. From Turtle brand to... The spoon is now on Aubrey's forehead. It's really freaking me out. She looks like a Game of Thrones character right now. She's got her hair bundled up with a spoon sticking out of the top. She looks like one of those ladies. She looks like one of the ladies that tells your kids are dead in Game of Thrones. What do they call those girls? I don't remember. I'm reading the comic book right now, and I don't know what they're called. But yeah, all right. I think we'd edit this if we knew how to edit, right?
Yeah. We can get John on that.
No, but you said, all right, no. What's an opinion that you have that you never shared before?
I don't know.
You were saying something about people with chihuahuas today.
Oh, yeah.
You had a hot chihuahua take.
If you have a chihuahua, we can't be friends.
You spit on chihuahuas? Is it because the dog's so small? They're mean.
They're mean.
They bite.
They're annoying.
I can't think of a more doggy thing to be.
They yip.
You yip. Yeah, but to them, that's loud, though.
I think.
You gotta think.
Like, I think it's me. We used to live in the house off Crystal Springs.
Uh-huh.
And there's
Crystal Springs is a street in Jacksonville.
And a chihuahua would get out every... Get out. Not even be let out. Get out. Every morning at like 5 o'clock. Oh. And it would always come to our door and then just start barking.
Probably because he heard another dog in there. I know he's in there. Let him out. I'm kicking his ass today.
Well, he would just stand at the
let
door.
Let him out.
Just nonstop.
I'm going to take him. You're always holding me back.
And then one day, like we every day, we would like have to like shuffle out the door so he couldn't get in.
Yeah.
And then we would get in the car.
I'll
and
bite your ankles off. Give me that dog. Bring him out here. He would I can hear him from the other yard talking shit.
He would chase us to
He would chase us all the way down the street. And eventually I was like, Mom, can you just hit the dog? Just hit him and it'd be over. Like, doesn't matter.
So this sounds like a beef with a specific chihuahua. And not chihuahuas in general.
It was our neighbor's dog. And
I know.
That one,
well, I'm listening.
It.
That one chihuahua messed every chihuahua up for him. I will never own a chihuahua.
Huh.
If it was the end of the world, sorry. Everybody's dying.
I can't think of anything more scary at the end of the world. Can you imagine? The end of the world. You see a guy, first of all, he's riding like 8 chihuahuas at once. He's got like a helm. Yeah, he's like, he looks like Mel Gibson from Braveheart, but he's got 4,000 chihuahuas behind him. I can't think of nothing. And he's just like, attack! There's all these little tiny, I can't, an army of tiny
ankle
yippy
biters.
Ones.
Yeah.
I bet they kicked the shit out of the way.
Like, Corbin was in the car and he was like, look at that guy grooming his beard. Oh, wait, never mind.
Can I ask you? Every guy, Corbin's been walking up to every guy in Tennessee who has a gross beard, which there's a lot of them, and going, that guy's a real man right there. What the hell is that about? What, you don't know how to shave your face now? This guy can't figure out a razor and that makes you a man?
That, like, every... Not one of us in our family has, like, a
really... big, gross beard? Yeah, duh.
But, like...
It's because we're pretty in this family. We're not ugly monsters.
I don't know. I've always liked big beards. That's, like, a... It's a thing I'm going
to
have.
Hey, go to Jesslyn's dad.
I got a baby face. I know. His is down to, like, his...
We got good...
His is crazy.
Ironically, our skin is not good for the sun, but it keeps us looking young forever.
Nick, my
you can't have a giant. You can't have a giant beard. Just not so.
Towels in here that need to be washed.
Oh, thanks for ruining the podcast, Balma.
Y'all have towels?
Yes, they're on the floor.
Gosh.
Mama making a guest appearance. Mama, how's the trip been going for you?
It's been going all right.
Who do you hate?
I don't hate anyone.
That's nobody?
We'll tell you at the end who we voted
was
on.
Was this
who
only
hate.
The only towel you had?
Yeah. Check our room. In the bathroom.
How about that one on your head? Are we washed? Are we drying that?
Yeah. That one's had a spoon in it. You probably don't want to take that one.
Hey, towel. I'm just saying.
She had it back.
She pulled it out of the towel.
She pulled it out like a razor out of her seat. That was Mom-Ma. Everybody loves Mom-Ma.
It's our grandmother.
Some of us, it ain't our grandmother.
It's
some of us people, it's their mother, who we love. She's a saint. Oh, sorry. She's actually not a saint, but
she's
amazing. Yeah, she's a nice lady.
Anyways,
I grew up with a mean grandmother, so I'm jealousy all the time having a nice grandmother.
My friend Jesslyn's dad's beard.
Oh, cool. I don't want to hear any more about Jesslyn's dad's beard. This is grossing me out. Because you know he's got kind of food in there and sweat. Yeah. He's sweating forever, man.
Dad has, like, he has a decent thing, and there's food always in it.
Yeah, exactly. It's hard to maintain.
He washes it, though.
I hope so.
If you can keep it long and you can keep it clean without getting food in it, I think you're perfect. Like, that's the beauty in it.
I should take a picture of this guy I work with. His beard is so thick and long, we think it's fake. He wears glasses, too. We're like, we know you take that beard off with those glasses that night. I know it. But then he'll wear, like, he has the beard and the glasses, but then he'll wear like a Lucky Charms t-shirt. Or he literally has a Reed Rainbow t-shirt. Mm. So we're like, what kind of child molester shit you got going on here, sir? What's your agenda? He wears a Fraggle Rock t-shirt sometimes. That's right. And he has a big, gross beard and glasses. And he's got a soft voice, too. So I'm like, what are you hiding? Something's going on. You got molested? Something? You on the run? Something's going on with you. And I talk to you, but your beard freaks me out. I don't know.
You have like a phobia of beards.
That's not a phobia. I just think that's it's weird. Beards are weird to me. Big giant beards? First of all, chicks don't like them. That's my first sign. You know what I see when a big... You know what I see when I see a giant beard? You know what I sign? They might, to me, it's a sign hanging around from a guy's neck saying, a girl hasn't been near this in a long time. You gonna get kisses with a giant beard? I don't stink so, sir. Yeah, that's a good point. Beards stink. That's why you keep it baby face. You see Uncle Nick not shaved? There ain't no ladies been around him. It's like today I'm scruffy. Ain't no girls around me. I'm looking to snuggle at night. Give me some snuggles. Anybody snuggle with me? When I got a beard.
Yeah.
That's all.
Hey, man.
All right, what else should we talk about? Sorry, so people with beards. You love people with beards, though. You didn't say what you dislike. I don't know. I can't think of nothing either, really, to be honest. I'm too relaxed. Think about the shit I hate. The things I hate, I just drone on and on about, though. I can't stop talking about the things I hate.
It was funny.
We got called. We went whitewater at Hampton today. Always talk about how people mispronounce my last name, which is Dyer. And they say Dryer. And I always say that it's proof that the world is stupid. Because not only do they mispronounce my name, they add letters. There's no R. The R is at the end. So there's no way it could be Dryer. And to dye is... People, if I... Hey, I dye a t-shirt. Right? That word exists in the world. But... When I'm in a group and people don't know my name, they go Dryer every time. D-Y-E-R. Dryer. Extra letters somehow. I don't know how that works. And then today, what'd they say?
Dryer.
More than once.
She said it three times?
And exactly.
Nick was like, it's dry.
I didn't Dyer. Say anything. First of all, I didn't say anything. Your dad was like, hey, it's Dyer.
Yeah, he's not even a Dyer.
But everybody made eye contact with me because that's I always bring that up. Strangers say Dyer. That's how I know she's dumb. Hey, she's dumb. I'd rather her pronounce it Dryer the whole time, because at least I know, hey, you're dummy dumb. Dry it up. That's what I say. Doesn't bother me.
You were falling asleep during the thing, weren't you?
I fall asleep during every... Look, we don't need to talk about my sleep on the podcast yet. I don't know what's wrong with me. Why are you bringing that shit up in public? It embarrasses me. It doesn't really embarrass me, but it embarrasses me. I could have something seriously wrong. Who knows? Thanks for bringing the mood down. Yeah, I might have been falling asleep in the front row. These videos are boring. Come on, it's a safety video. If I'm going to die, I'm going to die. I was listening to the main part. Hey, if you whitewater raft and you fall out the raft, sit like you're in a chair. Get flat and float down the river. They'll hit you in the head with something. And then the other way is if they say, hey, there's that. And then there's, hey, get on your belly and swim to the raft. That's your two modes. Yep. See? Did I listen or did I not listen? Now, why do you got to have your eyes open for that? Huh? It's 10 minutes long. We've been waiting there 45 minutes.
Yeah.
Exactly. So I'm not going to fake it. I don't fake it for nobody anymore. Too old.
Yeah, I'm becoming an old man.
That's the podcast. Too old to fake it. Corbin and Uncle Nick. And you ain't even old yet.
No.
You still got your youth. Anyway, all right. Well, I think that's everything on Vacation Chronicles. You want to throw any video game talk on the end of this?
Destiny 2 is the bomb. Anybody that hates it can't be friends.
Man, you hear this? We're not even friends anymore.
R.I.P. Cade.
R.I.P. Cade.
I don't think he's gonna die, but he might.
Well, what's your theory? Talk it out. We've only been talking 45 minutes. So it's supposed to be an hour.
Theory is
on Cade. This is Cade 6 from Destiny. Corbin's a big gamer. I try to be a big gamer, but I only play like one game.
So if you've never played Destiny, it's about a game. Or it's
about a game.
It's about a game. It's a game.
Uh huh.
Which is basically main villains or bosses, of course. They try to take over a certain area.
Wait, wait, wait. The villains are bosses?
Yeah, most of them. All villains are bosses, really.
Sorry.
Yeah.
I'm slowing it down for the audience.
And basically, you're just supposed to destroy them or kill them. Uh-huh. End it. Well, there's three subclasses, which are the people that you can, or characters you can go. Titan, which
woo!
Can...
Yay! Titans, woo! Woo! Titans!
Titans, they can tank bullets. They're meant to take hits.
Yeah, right, we are.
There's warlocks.
Some say we're the backbone of the galaxy. Some people say.
There's a warlocks.
Boo! Hiss! Hiss!
They're kind of meant to heal. They're healing.
That's right. They stand in the back with the gear.
Yeah, they kind of they
in the rear with the gear. We say about them.
And then there's hunters. Me. Yeah.
Boo.
Yeah, buddy.
But, boo. Boo. Know,
they're kind of meant to control adds in a certain way, and kind of sneak around, do certain things, become like a ninja type of thing.
Yeah, what kind of bullshit is that? Their power is invisibility. Of course, I could get ahead of everybody.
Yeah.
If I could make my character go invisible. This is what I'm saying. Some of us stand in the front, we shoot it out. That's all I'm saying.
But for the subclasses, there's these characters called Vanguards. And they're part of the main story. And what they do is they kind of control each of the subclasses. For like, so if you're a Titan, your Vanguard is a Titan named Zavala.
Boo! Boo! Overthrows Zavala. Overthrows Zavala. Overthrows Zavala.
That's not bad.
Overthrows Zavala.
If you're a Warlock, your Vanguard would be Akora. And you're for a hunter, your Vanguard would be Cade. And in the new DLC, Cade's supposed to die.
I don't take... And Cade is a robot.
Cade is a robot, yeah.
And I don't take orders from robots.
Yeah. In the
it's like working for a vacuum cleaner.
So if in the game...
A sassy vacuum cleaner.
It doesn't actually tell you. Well, it kind of tells you. But if the robots, they call them Exos. If they do something wrong, they kind of strap them down and just reboot them. That way they forget what happened and they don't do it again.
Clear the mind.
And there's two robots in the game. Cade 6, which the 6 stands for how many times has been rebooted.
Or the theory is, we don't really know what Cade 6 stands for technically, right?
Well, the number is how many times he's been...
Are you positive?
Yeah, I'm positive.
You're not just making that up?
No, it's in the game.
For the podcast?
It's in the game.
Okay, I don't know.
So
I played the game, by the way, and I don't know this. I know
the new DLC...
Which they looks say, fantastic.
Yeah, it looks amazing. I can't wait for it.
Which the game so far has not been fantastic.
No, well, it's like Destiny 1.
I like
starting slow, and then eventually by the end, it's going
to
be good, I think.
Yeah, which we were latecomers to Destiny, and we don't really know about. When we bought Destiny, we got it with all the stuff all the way to the end, and we're like, hey, this is a cool game. Why is everybody so mad at it? So now when Destiny 2's come out, now I understand why everybody doesn't like it.
Because
they sort of, they start you out, then they sort of go like, they start you out playing, and then they're like, hey, we got a lot of cool stuff for you. And you're like, all right, that's cool. Hey, I finished that kind of fast. You got anything else? And they're like, I don't really have anything else, but hey, keep playing.
But
New helmet. New boots.
In the new DLC, they show a clip of a video. Where one of the old characters who was supposedly have died in a war comes back and is still alive and he ends up killing Cade.
What?
Well,
in not the picture, our sweet Cade.
In the picture of the DLC where it says Destiny 2 and then Forsaken, there's an image. The image is a guy and he's walking through a portal and they don't know the guy yet. It's just a guy.
Uh-huh.
But he's holding Cade in his arms and when Cade's all slumped.
Mm-hmm.
So what I'm thinking is...
Like Jesus.
They kill Cade. Okay, Cade's dead or whatever.
Yeah.
Then they kind of leave.
Free all the people.
Yeah, they free all the villains.
Apparently Cade has kept a secret prison full of all the world's most dangerous people.
But,
which sort of seems stupid.
I'm thinking they're going to take him back to the tower, or which is kind of like their home base if you've never played Destiny.
Mm-hmm.
And, I think they're going to reboot him or turn him into Cade 7. Or do something like that along that. Because I don't think they can completely kill him off. It's the game won't be the same if they do. But
Yeah, because of all the characters, Cade Briggs sort of brings the comedy. Everybody else is sort of a serious douche.
Yeah, they're a serious person.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's a game about saving the world. It should probably be a little serious.
Yeah, well,
except for the robot who can't be killed. Right? If you just become a different number of robot, why would you care if you live or die?
If you work for Destiny, make Zavala not a troll.
You hear that? You hear that, like, Bungie?
Jesus.
We want a storyline where Zavala is overthrown by Zen Vanguard.
Like,
starring Uncle Nick Dyer, the player. First of all, I volunteer my character to be the leader of this.
I volunteer.
You can even kill me to raise me from the mainframe at the end. But I want to lead. I want to lead the overthrow of Zavala. He can kill me at the end. That's fine. You're the writer, not the boss of you. But me, Uncle Nick Dyer leads it. I want it in the lore. You're just making this shit up anyway. Sorry. I don't mean to disrespect. Of course, it's a story.
Yeah.
Everything is made up until it's not made up.
If you've never played it, I highly suggest it.
It's an okay game. Easy with the word good.
I mean, Nick doesn't like it because it's not enough content for him.
Thank you.
But I love the game. Listen, I have fun doing nothing.
You hear that? Does that sound fun to you?
Yeah.
Fun doing nothing. Ooh, I say that about all my favorite games. Grand Theft Auto, Red Dead Redemption.
See it all. Taco time.
All right. So I guess that's the end of the podcast. Corbin's going to go make me tacos. All right. So I'm going to eat literally till I burst. Do we got an outro for this, or do we just go? Uh-uh.
Deuces. Taco time.
I like that very much. Bye-bye.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.